Welcome back to Sports Day, and it is nice to have Michael Walters on the program, back training down there at the Freo Dockers. Sun, welcome, mate. How are you going, buddy? All right?
I'm going very well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, another pre-season, given how many that you've been involved with now, do they get any easier?
No, they definitely don't get any easier. The weather gets you, but no, it's good to be back. Good to get some structure back into it, and it's good to be around the boys again, so it's very exciting.
As you get a little bit older, do you get looked after a little bit more? What's the coach like in that area?
No, we do get looked after, but also we're here to work, but I like to be out there. I don't like to be, every time you get looked after, you're always in the cross-train room working hard, so I like being out there with the boys, and I try and get out there as much as I can.
Michael, one of the great things of pre-season training, you get to see the draftees in action, and the likes of Jai Amos, Neil Erasmus, Matt Johnson, just to name a few. What's been the impression they've had on you, albeit you might not have had a lot to do with them just yet?
Yeah, well, those guys that you named, and probably all of them have been pretty good ever since they got here. Just the way that they're willing to learn, willing to grow as players, has been exceptional. And there's no doubt, you know, it's been showing in the last couple of months throughout their training. They've been working hard. They've been, like I said, they're just willing to grow in all aspects of the game, whether it's out there on the park, but then also in with the coaches and talking to players as well to try and get up to standard with the structures and stuff. So those guys have been, you know, unbelievable this year so far.
Now, where are you expecting to play a role in season 2022?
Yeah, I think my role's going to be the same. I'm a leader down there in the forward line. I love to play in the forward line, but I'll also be moving up into the midfield at stages throughout games. But majority of it is going to be, you know, forward. But whenever the boys need a bit of a flip, there's no doubt I'll be going into the midfield at times.
Your club has probably put a little bit of pressure on you and your coaching group because they want a premiership in the next 5 years. So I suppose this is the stepping stone.
Yeah, definitely. This is definitely the stepping stone. And as the club said, that we want to get some premierships within the next 5 years. There's no doubt that we want to be out there, we want to be working hard, we want to get engaged in the with the coaches and learn the structures as fast as we can and get the younger players up to scratch because, you know, our expectations, go out there and win games. And there's no doubt that, you know, I definitely want to win a premiership before I'm done. I've been here 14 years and we've been close, but it'll be good to get that feeling.
Lost count of that many Docker supporters that have asked over the last few years, when can we get a fit squad together? Injuries have crueled you. It's out of your control, I know, Michael, in so many ways. But, Sun, you'd like just a slice of luck through the course of the year to give yourself a list that's operable through the whole season.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, injuries are one of those uncontrollables in footy, and you can't really control them. We're out there to play games. We're out there to go hard. We're out there to essentially go into war against opposition. And injuries are going to occur. Even in training, injuries are going to be there. But as a team, we want to make sure that, like I said, you know, build everyone up, get them up to the scratch, get them up to standard with the game style and training, so that you know when the opportunity comes to put on the purple in an actual AFL game, that they can come in and pursue their role.
Just on the game style, mate, is that going to change or are you going to be pretty much looking much the same as what we saw last season?
No, there's definitely going to be some changes. I can't really talk about the changes
on radio.
But there's definitely going to be some changes. There's going to be a more exciting brand. There's a lot of quality young players coming through who's going to give a lot for the supporters. There's no doubt about it.
Jordan Clark, tell us how he's tracking. What he's doing on the track. He's got some wheels. Is he using them?
Yeah, he's definitely got some wheels. I saw that firsthand on the track over the last couple of weeks. There's another one who's a young, thriving player who's willing to grow and willing to get better as well. He's over there at the Cats with a lot of quality players, and there's no doubt that he's also, you know, talking to the younger players as well and bringing some of that knowledge across to us to use as well. So, Jordan's gone really well. Once again, you know, he's another one that's had a few injuries that sort of, you know, steadied him along as well. But he's in full flight now and he's training very well.
Now, earlier today, you had 3 10-minute periods of match simulation as you continue your pre-season preparation. Were you involved in any of that?
Yes, I was involved. I played sport. It was good to get those three quarters of match sim in. You can only do so much running around the oval before you get sick of it. So it's good to go out there and essentially play a game against each other and really just enjoy it. Really just enjoy getting around the players, but also having some competitive moments as well is encouraging.
Sean Darcy was exceptional last year, mate, and he finished the season as good statistically as any other ruckman in the competition. And Lloyd Meek, he played a couple of games and he didn't look out of place. How has he progressed, and do you think that those two can play in the same team together?
Yeah, those two, as you said, Lloyd Meek, he played a couple of games last year, which I thought he'd done quite well. And there's no doubt that he's another one that's elite. He comes back in good shape. He's an absolute bull in the gym. He works hard. He works hard on his skills in the gym and out on the track. So there's no doubt that him and Sean are butting heads in games, but games that we play at training. But those two are quite willing to help each other out as well. They're a close little duo in training. So Sean tries to teach him as much as he can as well.
Sad to say, we've got a lot of clubs and teams struck down by COVID through summer sports, Sun, and you can only get the feeling that AFL teams aren't going to be immune in 2022. It's something you've got to live with, but it's not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. And we see that as an opportunity to try and get a head start. It is hard, and we don't want anyone to get sick or have COVID, but it's one of those things that we see as real. As something we can use, and because there are teams out there with 15 to 20 boys with COVID, struck down with COVID, that are training from home. So us as players, while we're here together as a group, we want to make sure that we try and get the most out of it. Because sooner or later there's going to be players getting it, no matter if you're in Melbourne, WA or SA. As soon as the borders open, who knows what's going to happen. So we want to make sure that we really get the most out of these moments together.
How are you placed with personnel, mate? Blokes like Sam Sturt, who we haven't seen for a little while. Darcy Tucker injured himself last season. I could go on probably because you didn't fare that well. How are a few of the big boys going? Joel Hamling, for example, is one. How are they all progressing?
Yeah. All those boys you named. Joel Hamling's going well. He's running in rehab. I was with him for a few little run-throughs today and last week as well. So he's tracking along quite well. In terms of injuries as a whole, I'm not really sure how many boys we have in rehab right now, but I can tell you there's a lot of boys out there on the park doing the match play training, so that's a good sign. So there's no doubt that our injury list is smaller. But like I said before, footy is a game of, it's a competitive game. Injuries are going to be there, but we need to make sure that the next player comes in when it's the opportunity.
Thanks for chatting, mate. We appreciate it. And stay fit.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Michael Walters here on Sports Day. For our Dockers, how high do you think they can climb? Looking into your 2022 crystal ball.
Question is, have we got them in the top eight? I'm undecided just yet. The good news is a lot of their defenders are reasonably fit and healthy. Alex Pearce, Joel Hamling. They've got the nucleus, if they're up and running, to have their back six up and running and in good nick. Their midfield, no Adam Scherer this season, bear that in mind, so they'll need to rejig their centre square formation. And their forward line, Rory Lobb, of course, staying with the club. Michael Walters, so important to the forward line structure. Yeah, I think they're in the conversation for the top eight, but I'm not certain they're going to get there. It's going to be touch and go, I think.
Yeah, look, I think they're well and truly in the conversation. You don't have to be that good to get in the eight. You have to win 50% of your games. So I've always been a bit of a pessimist in that, seventh and eighth normally don't go that far. So from my perspective, I think that they fit into that box quite nicely. I think that they could probably, sneak into sixth place, but I don't expect them to finish top four. And from my humble opinion, that's where you need to be winning the premiership. And I just don't see them finishing in the top four just yet. I think there's a couple of teams that are still a little bit ahead of them. But you never know. We could be proved wrong. For the Toolkit Depot, Top Brands Ultimate Range Pro Service, we'll clear a commitment on the other side. We'll come back and have a chat to Kevin White from our Perth Wildcats here on Sports Day.